Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.
And then he will repay each according to his conduct. That was what jumped out to me in the readings today, and that was what I spent some time in mental prayer with God. What are you trying to tell me here, Lord? This gospel was wonderful, right? Pick up your cross daily. He who dies to himself finds eternal life. That type of stuff was the major point. But I think what he has been trying to speak to me lately is it's not just about prayer. It's not just about doing these things to kind of make the Lord happy, you know, that whole fear of the Lord when you do things to avoid punishment. But then when you truly receive the gift, you're doing it because you love God and you don't want to disappoint him. I'm taking it beyond that. Our walk is not just about our relationship with God. Our walk is about how we conduct ourselves in this world so that other people can see us and be attracted to God through us. So as we approach the weekend, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, let's think about, is my faith changing who I am, how I conduct myself around others? I think about the beginning of my journey and how I was basically just attending Mass. I didn't read the Bible, didn't really understand much about what was going on, but I was learning. And yet my life had not changed a bit. Sure, I knew of some of the things that I was doing wasn't right, but I just ran back to confession and confessed them. Some of the things I was working on, and slowly but surely, through God's grace, were changing, but a lot of it wasn't. So if I remember someone calling me out for my foul language, oh, you're supposed to be this Christian, and here you are talking like that. My raunchy storytelling and just my yucky mind. I used to think about the worst things and I would say them out loud. So what's happening in your life? Are you actually changing? How are you conducting yourself around other people? Because if you profess that you are walking the path and you love Jesus and you're not changing, something's not right. If you don't find kindness in your heart more than you did before, if you don't love people where they're at and not get angry and judgmental, if you're not stopping the gossiping, if anything, maybe starting the gossiping about other people, maybe even using God in the middle of it. Oh, Lord, I don't mean to be gossiping about this person, but, and you continue to talk. Maybe you're telling white lies or telling lies to get out of something else that you did in terms of a conduct because you know it's wrong, but you did it anyway. I mean, all of these things are things that we should be taking to God to help transform us. Because the two greatest commandments, first, we can't do any of that without him. And I just had the radio show with Dan Burke, spiritual direction, spiritual formation leader, former COO and president of EWTN News, Catholic News Agency for years, who left it all behind because he was so dedicated to helping others with their spiritual formation. In the true magisterium of the church and majestical relationship with God. And it was powerful. And the point being was, you can't do any of this without a relationship with God, without daily mental prayer, without daily spiritual warfare and fighting using every weapon you have. Those graces to love and to be kind, which is the second commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself, that's how we're going to be measured. What we measure out will be measured back to us. So that line today really made me think, how am I conducting myself? And so let's think about that. Let's pray for things in our lives that we are needing to change but haven't changed. Let's surrender and be humble to God and give it to Him. Because while we need to be actively passive, I know that's like an oxymoron, two words kind of like that don't make any sense together, but we do need to be active in terms of letting it go, being humble enough to say to God, I can't do this on my own. And then be passive. We have to allow God to work in us. And that means we need to pray when those things are going to happen, when we're going to blow up at our spouse, when we're going to get angry with our kids. Call out to Him like that child, Lord, help me. It's all you've got to do. Lord, help me. I know a lot of you don't exactly know all the deliverance prayers by heart. You can call out to Mary. You can say the Hail Mary and pray that the moment that something is going to go on. You're going to conduct yourself in a way that isn't pleasing to God. Okay, we are to be bringing people to Him. He's going to ask us, how many people did you bring with you? And you never know. Being nice at the grocery store to that clerk, you may meet that clerk up in heaven one day. And he or she says to you, you are the reason I'm here. I was living a horrid life. I was having a bad, bad day. I was going to quit my job that day. And then you with your smile, and then you left and you said, have a blessed day. It struck me. And so I went to church after work that day. You never know. It doesn't have to be the people that know you the best, but I feel like those are the people we need to work on ourselves the most with. It could be anyone that you come across today. So let's pull the Spirit up and stir it in ourselves. Ask the Lord to fill us with His blessings, His joy, His love, His kindness, His peace, so that when we come across anyone in our lives over this weekend, we know that our conduct will be pleasing to the Lord. All right, everyone, have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.